Welcome to another episode of
Reliability Road Rash.
This week we're going to talk about stepping outside your comfort zone. Now, why is it that companies get stale? Why are people unhappy? They get up every day doing the same old boring thing. And why is it reliability programs wither, die, and fail? It's because people and teams are not throwing themselves out there. They are not taking chances. They're not taking risks. They are not embracing new ways of thinking. Why? Because they're scared. Scared of what people might think. Scared of failure. Man, fear is a horrible thing. Sure. There's comfort in numbers. There's comfort staying on a couch. You all know the armchair quarterback. He's pretty safe. But the growth and change will be slow, if it happens at all. Now, I learned this lesson back in the late 80s. I tested for the military and did pretty well. The recruiter said I scored high enough that I could pretty much choose whatever job I want. I told him it didn't matter as long as I was given the chance to go airborne and be a paratrooper. You see, my dad was taking me to the airport ever since I was about 5 years old, and I had a strong desire to jump out of planes. He said that he could not guarantee me a slot at jump school, and I told him I probably wouldn't join. A few days later, he called and said he found a way. I was given the green light. I could enlist as a parachute rigger. It was guaranteed to get me through airborne school. Well, everybody was giving me a bunch of crap, telling me to change my MOS because I didn't have what it took. Now, to be fair, I wasn't athletic in high school. I really wasn't brilliant by any sense of the word. I really liked girls, music, cars, and beer. Well, what do you know, it turns out that these were excellent qualifications to become a paratrooper. But anyway, I challenged myself. I dug down deep. I soul searched. And I dared myself to suck. Now, if I washed out, I'd have to return back home with my tail between my legs. But you know what? I didn't wash out. I went on to write one of the best chapters of my life. I had the honor of wearing a red beret in the jump wings. I met amazing people. I went to amazing places, and I continued to dare myself to suck. Now, it didn't go smooth all the time. I mean, I messed up, and I messed up probably more times than I cared to admit. But I learned to get back up, dust myself off, and drive on. And you know what else? Laugh. Laugh a lot. Laugh a lot at myself. I went on to pass the German Lone Warrior course. I went on to get German jump wings. Traveled to Italy and got Italian jump wings. Man, life on the other side of fear is absolutely amazing. Now, last summer, I was helping a client with a reliability project, and I met this really cool college kid. He was working in the mill for a summer break. His mom and dad worked at the mill, and they got him a job there in the summertime the last previous 2 years. This kid was pretty cool. He greeted me every day with a positive attitude and a contagious smile. Now, I'll go deeper on that topic on my next podcast when I talk about building reliability culture. But soon, this kid would hang out at my office, and we'd strike up conversations, and he'd ask questions. He'd go home and research his computer and come back and ask some really good follow-up questions. He was really trying to learn and understand the MRO and storeroom best practices. A few months went by, and there was a golf outing coming up, and he invited me to come hang out with him, to go golfing with him. I told him I'd never golfed a day in my life, but I would be there helping out with the outing, and I'd see him there. He said he never golfed either, but signed up. Now, let me tell you, this young buck showed up with some old-ass borrowed clubs, some funky shorts, and a goofy hat. He had music going and a well-stocked cooler of beer. He was mingling, shaking hands, introducing himself, and offering a beer to everyone. But it didn't stop there. That evening at supper, I noticed he was rubbing elbows with some of our community's elites. He was very polite and very professional. I couldn't wait to talk to him the next day. I was like, dude, that's awesome. He said that he was scared to death. He really was scared to death. He said his mom told him not to go and make an ass of himself and not to embarrass her. But he dared to suck anyway. And guess what? It went well for him. I mean, really well for him. And shame on me. I should have taken him up on his invitation to hang out with him at that golf outing. Now, I read allegedly that the band Aerosmith conducts Dare to Suck meetings. Yeah, that's right. Dare to Suck meetings. Wouldn't you like to have a meeting like that? they meet and challenge to see who can come up with the dumbest, craziest ideas, the weirdest ideas. And once in a while, there'll be one that actually sticks, one that develops into something big. Now, this is really awesome. Why are we not using this approach in our reliability meetings? Everyone just sits around, shakes their heads, stares at their phones. Oh, man, boring. Let's have a voice. Let's throw some ideas out there. I know many of you have followed pretty similar work management processes. I read a few dozen process guides, and they study your business rules and your SOPs. I know some of you sitting out there have this crazy new idea, a crazy new way of thinking, but are too scared to share it. You need to develop something that will shake up the reliability world, and we really need it. When you drive by the graveyard and you see all the tombs, and I know you've heard this story a million times, but it's so true. What you see is the book that was never written, the trip that was never taken, the song that was never sung. Don't let your life end up like this. Now, many of us are shut in during this virus, and we're reading, we're studying, we're looking for ways to reinvent ourselves. We're looking for a new way of thinking. You see, stepping over that line of paths that other people traveled on will only separate you from the herd. Well, when you're on your quest, I challenge you. No, I dare you. I dare you to suck.
Thank you for listening to
Reliability Road Rash.
And remember to follow us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, or you can check us out at www.nexusglobal.com.